Reporting live
from
Wendy's bed.
Wendy's bed.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Lincoln.
Okay. Well, this is probably going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. So basically, we decided to start this podcast on a whim because we were laying in bed watching Little Women, and I was eating Taco Bell.
I was, like, drinking my Baja Blast, please.
And we were like, let's start a podcast. So, here we are, now making a podcast.
Here we are.
So, the first episode, I guess, is just going to be a little introduction about us, and we're going to answer some questions that we received on Instagram and kind of talk about, like, what we have planned for the podcast. So, I think on that area, we want to be more entertaining. I don't really know how much you'll learn from us.
Yeah, but we're geniuses.
But maybe you'll get a good laugh at something that we say. Lincoln, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? How old are you? Where are you from? Okay. What do you do?
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm 20. I'm from Corpus Christi. Oh, I'm not even from Corpus Christi.
No, you live there, though.
I live in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What do? I'm a nanny, and I am working on my real estate course right now.
Woohoo! So, real estate girl into his house.
Stuff. It's actually pretty difficult.
Maybe in like a couple of years, you can go buy a house from her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If you ever need a house in like a few months, let me know.
So, Lincoln, how old are you?
I said I'm 20.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. When do you turn 21?
February.
Cool. 2022. Okay, I am 25. I'll be 26 in like 3 weeks. Woohoo! Libra baby. Old girl. Yeah. I'm basically almost 6 years older than
Lincoln.
You're almost
30.
I'm almost 30 in the roundup, yes ma'am. So,
and then you're almost like middle aged.
Great, thanks. I'm almost 30 and almost middle aged. Wow, where's my sports car? Going through a midlife crisis. Thank you. Okay. Anyways, I am engaged. I have two dogs. I currently teach yoga, Pilates, and I work at Betty and June Boutique in Corpus Christi. Yeah, that's about it. That's pretty much all there is to need. All there is to
know.
All that you need to know about me. Oh, that was another thing we talked about this podcast, is we wanted it to feel authentic and like ourselves. We didn't want it to be edited, so this is pretty much going to run through for like the next at least...
Yeah, because, like, who wants to edit all of our little...
I don't know how long this first episode will be, but it'll run through its course, and you'll just hear our awkward silences if we have them. Which probably won't be silences. They'll probably be giggles, but
we're
going to figure it out. Yeah. So, Lincoln, what are your goals with this podcast?
Oh, God. Just a little chit-chat with my girlfriends and... guys, if there's any guys listening, I'm sorry.
If you want to chit-chat.
If you want to chit-chat with us, you're welcome to.
So should we tell them where the name came from and why it is what it is?
Yeah.
So, our name is Sisters Who Aren't Actually Sisters. And why is that?
Well, because, like, we're just, like, sisters who are actually...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, this goes into our questions because... So, on Instagram, we asked people, like, if they had a question for us for our first episode. And somebody asked... Let me check really quick. Okay, look at my questions really fast.
Questions.
Oh. Okay, none of that.
None of that.
Okay, let's see. Sorry. Don't be playing that.
Oh, I was looking at the questions.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this question. How long have y'all known each other?
So, I think it's been about eight years.
Yeah, like 8 years.
It's been
probably. I was in like 8th grade, I think.
8 years. I was a senior, which sounds really weird. And, well, you probably, like, first heard our ages and you're like, whoa, that's big age gap.
Like, how are you girl pals?
But it's, Lincoln actually.
We weren't even actually girl pals before.
No, we, me and Lincoln didn't know each other at all.
Well, obviously, I was in junior high and you were in high school.
Yes, and so Instagram was fairly new when I was in high school. I had recently started, and I, saw Lakin would post a bunch of cheer stuff on her Instagram page, but she wasn't a cheerleader at school.
Yeah.
And I did competitive cheer.
Just like did tumbling.
In Cal Allen, yeah. So I reached out to Lakin because we needed more teammates that year, and I was like, hey, come cheer with us. And she was like, oh, well, I can't because I don't know how I'll get there, whatever. And I was like, well, I'll drive you. And somehow her parents just allowed me to drive.
Like, they're like, sure, join the team.
Yeah, go with the stranger. I remember the first time I picked Lincoln up, I remember I didn't even get out of my car. I didn't introduce myself to her
parents.
I was
like, mom, I'm going to cheer.
yeah, I never met any of these people or Lincoln. And I just sent her a message like, hey, I'm here. And she just ran outside and jumped in my car. And that was that.
Oh,
and
then
from there, I ended up moving in. with Lincoln. So that's like, where the sister part comes in.
Yeah, so like a few months after a little cheer teammate action going on, I said, move into my house.
Well, it's actually like a really,
it's like a really long personal story.
Yeah, it's a really long story, but basically I had nowhere else to live, and Lakin's parents and herself were very generous and let me live with them to finish high school as well as my first year of college, so...
So, that's, yeah, we're just, like, sisters who
yeah,
are
we're pretty
sisters.
Much sisters
we
who...
fight like sisters, but...
Yes.
LOL, everyone.
But we also love each other like sisters. I feel like Lakin's the only person in my world that I could actually be, like, genuinely honest with, like, no matter what my opinion is. And I know that she might be mad about it, but she won't judge me for whatever it is that I'm going to
and
say.
And it's, like, lock and throw it key, bro.
Yeah.
You can, like...
In the vault.
Yeah, in the vault.
Secret safe with us.
Just us.
Just us. So, that's... Yeah, that's one question. That's how we know each other.
Yeah.
So, thank you, cheerleading.
Thank you.
And Instagram.
Cheer. Thank you, competitive cheer.
So, with that, I have the next... another question since we're on the topic of Instagram. So, what are your likes and dislikes of social media?
Ooh.
That's a good one, I feel like. Because I feel like we both
dislike
Instagram
probably,
a lot.
Probably, I was just talking to a friend about this the other day, probably, like, following people and accounts that, like, you don't actually, like, want to follow. Like, you could just be, like, following them because they're, like, trendy, or, like, following them, like, because everyone else is following them. Like, you don't like what they're posting. Like, it's not refreshing to you. It could be, like, negative, or, like, you're scrolling on your feed and you're like, I don't even like this post. Like, it's making me sad.
Yeah,
why
not?
Am I following this, like, sad account? Like, unfollow the sad account. Like, you won't see it on your feed. Like, unfollow people that make you feel, like, down.
That do not add value and joy to your life.
Yeah, like, you have the option to follow the people. Like, follow who you want to follow.
That's true.
Like, I did a huge clean out, and it, like, helped so much.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say, like, my likes, for sure, social media, are just, like, how many people that you can connect with without actually having to see them. I have had so many, you know, great friendships made just from social media. Probably the majority of my best friends are actually people that I met on Instagram versus people that I've known forever and met in person.
Yeah.
So.
And just, like, opportunities in general.
Yeah, and there's lots of opportunities. It's a good way to market yourself and put yourself out there and all of that. So, yeah, I feel like it can be way more great if you are doing it the right way and, like you said, not following those accounts that make you feel bad or compare yourself or, you know, have negative bad vibes.
Yeah.
So, what's our next question?
On an Instagram topic, how to grow on Instagram for guys.
So I feel like this goes either way, whether it's a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
I think that the best way to grow on Instagram is to actually just be yourself authentically, like put yourself out there the way that you would in person, because that's going to get you people who like you for you and what you're posting, and that's the kind of people that you want to follow you. You don't want people, you know, following you, thinking you're one way, and then when they do eventually meet you in person, they're like, wow, this person's, like, completely different, right?
Yeah.
Another good way, like, to grow, obviously, is, you know, being engaged on social media. So, really just posting every day, making sure that you're posting things on stories and on
your
feed.
Or, like, interacting with, like, people you follow.
Yes, and if people are commenting and chatting with you, DM them back. You know, comment back to them, go comment on their stuff. That's really what's going to help you grow on Instagram. Personally, that's what I've found. I've also, that's mainly the authentic thing. I used to post a lot of stuff that I thought was cool just because other people were doing it and I wasn't gaining any followers. And now I've been gaining followers a lot quite recently, but it's because I'm finally posting things that relate to me and what I'm doing. So I feel like that helps a lot. Okay, next question.
Next question. Okay, let's see. Where are you guys' favorite places to shop?
Ooh, well, so I only really shop at three places.
Oh, sorry, I just opened my Sprite.
Ooh. ASMR. Sprite, sponsor us.
Sprite.
Okay, well, I shop at Betty and June, which is local Corpus boutique, and I work there, so shout out. I shop at Zara.
Yeah.
I guess four places. One. Zara, H&M. I love H&M for basics, just hoodies, t-shirts, things like that. And then Amazon. I feel like those are really the only places I shop at.
Yeah, those are like the only places too. Like, because it's usually like I need something like now, so I just like go to the mall and get it.
Yeah, Zara is the only one we don't have.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I have to order from.
Or go to, like, San Antonio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have to go to San Antonio to shop there or order online. But their website's kind of weird. But, yeah, that's pretty much my entire closet.
Literally, Betty and June.
Betty and June, Zara, H&M, Amazon. That's it. Majority of my jeans are Zara, for sure.
Yeah.
Or like, and then all my basic tees are, like, H&M. They're a little bit cheaper than Zara.
Yeah. I love, like, a good H&M jean or what other jeans do I wear? Like Levi's.
And yeah,
that's it.
Levi's.
Mm-hmm. It's
Miami. Okay, so.
Do you have a question on
that? Yeah, I've got one. Okay, so what are your hobbies? What do you like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun?
Like, if you aren't working, if you...
Okay, just like your free time.
Your free day. What is your perfect free day?
Ooh, okay. I would like go to the beach. If it's like a sunny day, mm-hmm. I would want to like go to the beach or like the pool, like lay out.
Okay.
I don't know. Beachy things.
Beachy things. I would, let's see. I feel like if it was my perfect day, I would wake up in the morning.
Oh, full perfect
day. Yeah. I would get a coffee. I would get a coffee. Or, well, I've been drinking a lot of chai recently, so I'd get, like, a chai with pumpkin cold foam. That's my favorite drink.
What's cinnamon for me?
I don't like cinnamon, but yeah. Okay, I would get a coffee. I would probably do some sort of outdoor activity. I would say either, beach or pool.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sunny day.
Yeah, and then come home, shower, and sit in a bubble bath.
Ooh, yeah. Or, like, laying in the bed after the beach
is, like,
heaven.
Yes. And eat some pasta.
Pasta, girl.
Yeah.
And a good movie. Fun day.
Yeah. That would be the perfect day. So, that would be my hobbies include. Not doing much of anything.
My hobbies include eating, taking
pasta,
a bath, and going to the beach.
Yeah. That's it.
Ooh, I love it. A bath is a hobby.
Yeah.
I love, if I'm bored, take a bath.
Take a bath. You feel sick? Take a bath.
Like, you're in the hot... It's like you're sitting in a mini hot tub. Why wouldn't you want to walk 2 feet from your bed and get in your mini hot tub?
Yeah.
Pretty much... everyone has a hot tub.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Mm-hmm.
You have a hot tub.
Yes, you have a hot tub. Use it.
Use your hot
Quote
tub.
Quote us later when you're in your bath and you take a... you take a little bubble bath pic. Quote us.
Tag us and be like, I'm in my hot tub.
I'm in my hot tub. Okay. Sisters who are actually sisters said,
"You're welcome.
You have a hot tub."
You're
FYI.
Go to the restroom. Actually, go check if you have one real quick.
Yeah.
Send us a photo.
Yeah, we want to see. We want to see your bubble bath pics.
We want to see your
Let
hot
us,
tub.
You know what? Let us know you're listening by taking a bubble bath
picture.
Of your toes. Like, of your toes.
No,
in the
no feet pics. You don't got to do that. But just.
No feet pics. I wasn't trying to be weird.
No, but.
Okay, like,
of your
like
bubble
a cute
bath.
Little bubble bath.
Yes. Ooh. Okay. Take a bubble bath photo. Tag us. And we're going to pick a winner that gets, like, a $20 Starbucks card.
Oh, yeah, and, like, a cute bubble bath,
yeah.
So.
And that will
we
tell
can,
us.
We'll, like, bedazzle their hot tub.
We can bedazzle their hot tub. No, we'll stick with the $20 Starbucks gift
we'll
card.
Give you
okay.
We'll give you your
oh,
bath.
My God, did I turn it off?
Oh, God.
Hang on, are we still on? Are we recording? Yes, we are. Okay.
Us is a new
sorry,
name.
We don't know what we're dealing here. Okay, hopefully it's working because the light isn't on anymore, but... Okay, I think it should
wait,
be fine.
No,
it shows.
The lines go up.
No, it's working. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah,
so like we
working.
Said, giveaway. There you go. Let's see who's listening to us, the real ones.
Oh, yeah.
We'll know.
There's a giveaway, so if you want coffee and a hot tub...
In a hot tub.
Then take a photo of your bubble bath.
And tag.
Yeah,
sisters easy. Who aren't actually sisters.
Easy.
Good. Done.
Good
okay.
Done.
Cool. First
giveaway.
Giveaway. Okay. So, there's somewhere I was going from here, but I don't remember.
How did we even get to the bubble bath giveaway?
Hobbies.
Okay.
Well, oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, so it's like really hard for me to pick hobbies these days or like say I have like a favorite hobby because I've literally turned my hobbies into work.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, but hobbies used to be working out and stuff like that, but now I'm instructing people. So, it's been actually quite hard for me to enjoy working out as a hobby because it is work. I still do it. I mean, I do it, and it's good, but it's like, wow, I go all day. I, you know,
yeah.
People work out for
now
me.
It's like,
now
oh,
it's
I have
to
time
work
for
out.
My hobby. What do I do? I already did my hobby.
Yeah. Oh, but I will say I've been reading a little bit more recently, so that's been good.
Yeah, not me. I try.
Okay, next question.
What's one thing y'all may not know about each other? Sneaky girls.
Oh!
We see that? We don't. There's not.
I
like,
don't think so. I don't think we hide about anything.
I literally don't have anything that I probably don't tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I probably...
Nothing!
I probably don't either. Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, literally nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard one because I really don't think... We're pretty open with each other.
Yeah. Okay, next. Where are your favorite places to eat?
In Corpus.
In Corpus. So, like, local?
Yeah.
BKK, Yola. Shout out. Love
ooh,
that.
Hester's. We went there today.
Hester's is good, yeah.
It's yummy.
But if I'm, like, somebody's like, oh, let's go eat lunch or nice dinner.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Oh,
okay,
I'm
gonna
Dokio.
Ask you. Okay. Okay, I wanna go eat breakfast. Where do I go? Where would you tell the person to go?
Andy's Kitchen.
Okay, I want to go eat lunch in Corpus. Where do I go?
BKK.
I want to eat dinner.
Yola.
I want a snack.
Tannins.
Okay. I want a dessert.
Dessert.
Bien?
Cookie and crumb.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, or like a good froyo place. I love froyo.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not really local, girl.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a local one.
I actually... Is Yowei local?
Huh? Yowei? Oh, maybe. Oh, I'd like to add in also for lunch, 8.
Oh.
8's a good one for lunch, too.
Okay.
Shrimp
okay.
Tacos?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the shrimp tacos
and
on the
tater
island at Surfside.
Island's pretty good with some food, too. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Do we have any more questions? Okay. What's your favorite movie that you've watched recently?
Little Woman, duh, we
yeah.
Watched it yesterday. It was good, but, like, I was kind of, like...
Well, TikTok hyped it for sure, because
yeah.
There's this TikTok...
I was all crying about this TikTok.
Yeah, they, like, made it seem so dramatic and...
Like, 2 minutes
crazy.
After I watched the TikTok, I felt like I had to go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Like, now.
But the movie's really long. I feel like that's why. It was 2 hours. It took us 2 days to watch it.
Yeah, the plot's, like...
But it is really good. It is a good movie.
And it's
so.
Kind of confusing. Like the
yeah, you have to pay attention. So good one to like, if you don't want to be on your phone, throw that phone away, watch that movie.
Zone in, girl.
Yes.
You better
but,
be paying attention. Because
so
you don't know if we're in past or present.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Wendy, where are we?
What are we doing?
Past or present right now?
Maybe we'll share that TikTok to our story so they'll know what TikTok or what we're talking about. That's a good idea.
It's so sad, though. You're going to cry.
It's cute. Okay. All right. So,
you like Taco Bell.
What's your order?
My Taco Bell order. Okay, listen up. On a hungry girl day, like, I'm hungry. I think I can eat 3 Doritos Locos Tacos, but I can't. So I'll probably go for 2. Just meat, cheese, and lettuce. We hate tomatoes around here.
Excuse me. My Baja Blast went down the wrong pipe.
You're drinking Taco Bell.
Okay.
Okay, so Doritos Locos Tacos, regular. And then I'd probably get, like, Baja Blast Freeze. Duh. And then, like, chips and cheese. And then a little Cinnabon thing if I'm feeling fancy. If I'm, like, hungry girl.
Yeah. I mean, and you said it is a hungry girl day. So.
Yeah.
Okay. My go-to are 2 cheesy gordita crunches. I love those things.
I love those things.
A thing of chips and cheese because, well, they're 99 cents, so might as well
and
add
why
it.
Why wouldn't you want chips and queso?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What?
And then a large Baja Blast, not the freeze, the drink. I'd rather have the drink than the freeze.
Oh, speaking of, you know those are designed to go, that drink is designed to go with the Doritos Locos Tacos?
Oh, really?
I think I told you that before.
I did not know the backstory of this. I will. I didn't know if there was history.
Me knowing Taco Bell's history. I'm like, yeah.
Taco Bell girls. Okay.
Like back in 1985.
When Taco Bell originally created the Doritos Locos Taco.
They had something perfect to go.
Because you can't just have a normal drink with the Doritos Locos Taco. But you know what though? I will say that like Baja Blast does not taste good if you are eating another type of food.
Yeah.
Like I only like it when I'm eating Taco Bell. If
you know,
I'm
they
not,
got the canned ones too now.
They just don't taste the same.
Yeah.
It's just not the same, yeah.
Not the same, so.
Okay, well, yeah.
There's your Taco Bell history class for
yes.
the day.
So I
welcome.
Think that we're good on maybe some questions. I think we'll refresh and do more questions.
Yeah, the first one, so it doesn't have to be, like, full length.
Yeah,
because
y'all are slowly going to get to know us, and then y'all will also start asking us some more things that you want to know about us. So for now, we'll leave it with that. But I wanted to go ahead and kind of talk about the vision of the podcast and what we have planned. So, upcoming episodes will include, like, storytelling. So, we want y'all to be able to send us in DMs of, like, you know, your worst roommate stories, your first date stories. Basically, we'll put on our story.
Yeah, and
like,
we'll, like,
hey,
say how we would react
yes.
or, like, what we think on the situation.
Yes.
And just, like, talk.
Yeah,
about
and
it.
Talk about the story and then kind of talk about the situation. And
yeah.
So we want, and all of these, when we do these kinds of stories, they'll be anonymous. So, you know, we won't ever say your name or anything like that. So you'll get a prompt from us. Like you'll see us post a feed picture or a story about, you know, what it is that we're going to be talking about that week. And then you guys can send us in stuff for that. So we want it to be, you know, kind of like, we're all talking, we're all chatting with each other, especially
yeah.
if y'all are listening, like, I'm sure you would like to hear your own stories be played out on here, so.
Other than that, what else? Ooh, little vloggy type podcast when we, like, spend a whole day together or something, that would be cute.
Yeah.
or, like, what else?
I think that's it for now.
That's about it.
But, like, yeah. So, we're excited, and we hope you enjoy this.
Yeah.
A little snippet of us. We will
enjoy the rest of your rainy day.
Yes.
If you're in bed too.
Yes, we're going to post that TikTok so you can look at it.
Yeah.
And what else did we say? Oh, the giveaway.
Sorry,
don't forget
me,
about,
like,
the giveaway.
Gulping down my Sprite over here. I was just.
I hope the mic doesn't pick it up. But if it did, it did. If it didn't, it didn't.
I'm a human. Okay.
Okay, well, cue the outro.
We don't have an outro yet. I'm so sorry.
No outro, no intro. It's pretty basic because we basic girls. But we'll get to fancy
sing
stuff.
Sing us one.
Okay, let's hear it, Lakin.
This is the outro of sisters who aren't actually sisters. Okay, stop. They're going to never follow us or listen to us again.
Okay, that's it. We're done. Okay, we're goodbye. Done. We'll see you later. Oh, we're going to do episodes every Wednesday. So we'll see you on Wednesdays. Bye. Wednesday.